Daf Chav Aleph, Amid Aleph. Elo Yekatzer, Kol Bracha U'Bracha. You have to shorten each Bracha. The last way Malchus Shemaim, Em Melech HaOlam, the Brachos Shal Yudches. In Shemona Eser, we do not have the words Melech HaOlam in the Brachos. Chochi Garsinon, V'Hari Birkas HaMazon, Lefneha De Ispa Malchus Shemaim, Lishna Achrina, Sh'ani Tvila De Lespa Malchus Shemaim, Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim. It doesn't have the acceptance of the yoke of heaven. Kedisa B'Krishma, as we have in Krishma, Shemekabal of Es Hashem, La'odon, Ulamelech Miyuchad, that we are when Kabbal Hashem to our master and to an individual Miyuchad king. Ulhai Lishna Garsina, then according to this Lishna, the correct Girsa would be, Ahari Birkas Hamazon, Achrav de Lespa Machos Shemaim. Veloshin Zen Nira Shehu Iker. This seems to be the main Girsa, Rashi says. In the Mishani Lay, because the Gemara's answer says, Ela Krishma O Birkas Hamazon de Araisa. The Kriyashma and Birkas HaMazon is the Eraisa, the high Bila Acharav Askina, that's talking about afterwards. Bila Lishnekama, and according to the original Girsa, Holo Ayri Birkas HaMazon, the Acharav. We're not talking about Birkas HaMazon after the eating. Bide Etakarte, then in the question, that the Lahadri Tamuda Aluya, that the Gemara should then go and respond to, because that wasn't the question. Ela Kriyashma and Birkas HaMazon, the Eraisa. That, in other words, that the answer of the Gemara should not have been, but Kriyashma and Birkas HaMazon Deraisa, because we weren't talking about that. That answer only fits in according to the second Girsa. Visti Gersi Hocho, Beloshin Kushin. There are those who have the Girsa over here as if it is a question. Kriyashma Derabonan Hi. He's telling me that Kriyashma is Derabonan. Ela Kriyashma De Ispa Malchus Shemaim, Ubirkas HaMazon Deraisa. Rather, the Kriyashma, which has acceptance of the yoke of heaven, Ubirkas HaMazon or Deraisa, La Fuke Tfila, which excludes Tfila Derabonan, which is only Derabonan. Ve'imba Malchus Shemaim, and also does not have the Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemaim on it. Laman de Goris Hachi, and the one who has this type of Girsa, Mefreshin Lekaimon, B'Shifcha Ubukamecha B'Divri Tereksiv, will explain later that the words B'Shifcha Ubukamecha are talking about learning. Kishem Hashem Ekro, Kishaba Moshe Luftayach B'Divri Shira, when Moshe was going to start the Shira, Amal Hem Yisrael, he said to Klai Yisrael, Ani Yivarech Tchila, I will bless first, V'atem Anu Acharai Amen, and you'll answer after me, Amen. Kishem Hashem Ekro, B'Brocho, Atem Havu Godol Elokeinu Ba'Amen. When we're saying Hashem Hashem in the Brocho, calling out Hashem's name in the Brocho, you will bring Godel, increase Hashem's name, whatever this means, Kaviyachol, with the answering of Amen. Hachim Mefarshal B'Mesechaz Yuma, this is how we explain it in Mesechaz Yuma. She'enu Ta'an Lefanov, Kalayma, this means to say, Shalom Metzinin Lo Mikra Mefurish L'Varachalov. We don't find an explicit pasuk which tells us to make a Brocho on it. Ta'on la'acharav k'dichsev, as it says, v'chalto v'sabato v'rachto, you eat, you are satiated, and you make a bracha. Torah te'una, she'te'una l'fneha, k'd'omran, as we said, ikal mifrach, we can ask, v'tervayo, and both of them, k'sh'ataba l'mo Torah, min ha'mazon, when you're trying to learn Torah out from eating, the winning of the halacha is by eating, ikal mifrach, you can ask back, ma'lo mazon she'keinena, that you derive benefit by physical benefit, hana, from the food. When you're trying to learn out making the brachos on eating from making brachos on Torah, we can ask, Torah is different because it's what brings us to Olam Haba by learning Torah. Later we will ask on this. Because he mentioned in it Yitzias Mitzrayim, the obligation of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim, is midiraisa, the chsiv man tizkor es yom seischon and eres Mitzrayim, that you should remember the day you left Mitzrayim. This betarte has two things, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, umachlo shemayim, both mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim and also accepting machlo shemayim on us. Chvoizu bekari krishma, kosava krishma tiraisa, because we think at this point that krishma, this opinion, this krishma is diraisa. In the Sefer Hilchos Gedolos, known as Bahag, the Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, you should daven all day long when you're in doubt if you davened or not. And halachas like Shmuel, if you for sure davened, then indeed you should not repeat it unless you can be mechadish something. Mahu ishi yigmaru, esa bracha, that you should finish the bracha, im niskar ba'em saha bracha, if you remember in the middle of the bracha, ba'achas min the bracha shita, and one of the brachas shita, that you made a mistake. For example, if you only remembered on Shabbos that you, by slach lanu, that you're, it's Shabbos, then you would you finish or not? Yachid v'yachid, k'shespal t'chila hayu yachid, when you davened, originally you were davening on your own, k'sheshachach k'shespal, and also in the case where you forgot that you had davened, v'hiskel espal, and started to daven again, hayu v'yachid, you were davening on your own, without it being with a minion. O tzibur v'tzibur, the both cases were with tzibur, b'im v'rishayin and b'im v'shiniyah, hayu v'tzibur, you davened already, or you forgot that, or you joined in, k'goin as Asara achar asara, 10 after 10. Vizet imahim, and he is with them, vishtehim. By both of them, sheshachach shespal, and by vishenim, that you forgot that you davened with the first minion, and you started davening with the second minion. Ravuna sabar, yochad hamespal im hatzibur, a yochad who is davening together with zibur, omer kodosh, will say kodosh to kedusha. Hilkach im lo gomer, ad shelo yegia shatz le kodosh, if he hasn't finished his davening until the shlech zibur reaches Kadosh Kedusha, less than but we don't care because he himself will be able to say it. Ahu Moidim, but Moidim, Ahu Bisha Yachid, Oimer Moidim, even though we say Moidim, Im Eino Oimer, Im Hatzibur, if you don't say it together with Tzibur, Haroya, as Kulam Kurim, if somebody who sees everyone else bowing through Eino Kurim, he doesn't bow, Niraka Koyfer, Bemisha, Haver, Mashtachmel, it looks like he is denying who his friends are bowing to. In other words, Chas V'Shalom denying that there is Hashem. You do not stop your interrupt your davening and to say kedusha. Lanos and matzibur to answer together the tzibur. Bechein lemoidim and so too with moidim. Mishnah Torah darish b'haikro by Mishnah Torah who never. And that pasuk is found in Mishnah Torah where he would indeed make the drushes of smuchin. Chashev lo sechaya v'lo pirish be'ezim miso. Thomas says that you kill a witch, but doesn't say how. But never etzel kol shochevim behemim mosimus. Anyone who commits bishkeality should be executed. Some chaso parshas mechashefa lo sechay l'shochem and behemo that we can put next the two points are parshas meshvatim about having to execute a witch and also execute some of bishkealti mashochem and behemo beskilo kaimino lo besanhedrin perek dal bisos as we say in meseches sanhedrin enough than dal lo medbeis v'gzera shava to harogu. So too a witch, a sorcerer, a wizard will be with skila. It's just because you put about a witch next to bishkiality, you're going to tell me that the witch has to go out or the wizard has to go out to be executed with skila, which is more stringent than any of the other forms of execution in the Torah. But rather, we have a different pasuk which is explicit that he gets skila. Those are types of witchcraft which are included in execution. The kolam achashim hayu of any of the other types of witchcraft. But lama yosef the essence, why are they specified? Kishafrishin the skila when they were specified that they have an their execution. The manner of execution is in skila. Kedichsev the evan yigermu osam the mehem bam that with a stone you should stone them. Their blood is their fault. Lahakish elahim as kol haklal. The reason why it was specified was to compare all of the other general rule of witchcraft to them. Shizu mida b'tera. This is a mida that the Torah is narshim. She called dover shahayu b'chlal. Anything which was included in the general rule, but yotzim the klal, and it was specified. Specifically, is the lamid to teach us a halacha. Lo lamid al atzma yotza is not only to teach about in itself. Lo lamid halakal kula yotza. It's coming to be specified to teach us about the whole general rule. So therefore, just like opiadoni has skila, so too any other form of witchcraft would have skila. Zav shira keri le'inyan tefila shetikin Ezra lavali karayin la'asak b'tarakai. This is referring to having to go to the mikvah, not with regard to the tefilas zav, with regard to the tefilas Ezra that he established that a Valkyrie would need to go to the mikvah before learning Torah. And all other tumas he did not obligate. If he has another tuma on him together with kerish, and going to the mikvah will not take him out of the other tuma just from the kerish. Because those are tumas which are 7 days. and a carry would be only for one day. Even so, Sarach Litzel, the carry of Kredim Shask Bateri, we still have to go to the mikvah to take care of his carry tumma before he learns Torah. But the Shekhva Zerah, Harhika Balkari, that is the same as a Balkari. Rabbi Huda Poitir, Kasol Kataitach, the Ain Tvila Zu, Mitar Russell, Mikol Vakol. That this Tvila is going to the mikvah is not going to be Mitar him, so therefore there's no reason to do it. Hamashemeshes Lamand Katanilo, Lashmiyan Koyach Mi Husuchu Lachlochbo, the teachers, the how far one of the opinions went. Where do we see that this is there in order that you're coming to argue on it? If you tell me it's coming to teach us what the Rabbanim were, what they held in order to be obligate you in the Tvila, Hashtazav Shara Keri, Shikot Masu Tumas Haziva Me'ekara, that his Tumas Hazev Zav came already before he became Keri, the Me'ekara B'shoshara Keri, Labar Tvilahu, already at the time that he saw Keri, he's not somebody who can go to the mikvah because he has tumas dav on him. Umechayv le rabbanon tefila le kari le tvar Torah, and the chachamim said he's chayv tefila in order to be able to learn Torah.